Good morning. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Sheep in Wolves Clothing is the title of today's sermon given by the Reverend Christopher S. Johnson in this morning's worship service, coming to you from Zion Lutheran Church in downtown Wausau, Wisconsin. The presiding pastor is Reverend Dr. Stephen K. Jurdy. During this holy season of Easter, we invite you to join us in praising God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit through this worship service. The organist is cantor Irene Beathy. The trumpet is played by Matt Ruth. The choir is Zion Cantori. The lector is Robert Huckenberger. This Sunday's radio broadcast is sponsored by Phyllis Bleasy in remembrance of Ralph and other loved ones, and also in celebration of her great-granddaughter Ada Ann's baptism today at the 11 a.m. service. The service begins as the pastors and crucifers process into the sanctuary during the hymn, Christ Has Risen, Alleluia, hymn number 466 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Peace from above, and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Holy Church, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant your faithful people, rescued from the peril of everlasting death, perpetual gladness and eternal joys. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the third Sunday of Easter is from Ezekiel chapter 34. For thus says the Lord God, Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered, on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 23, As the Lord's My Shepherd, by John A. Behnke.
The Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me.
The Lord's my shepherd. Yeah.
The epistle is from 1 Peter chapter 2. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. The word of the Lord. Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. But I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. The Gospel of the Lord. Let us confess the faith with one heart.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
In response to the word of God, the congregation sings the hymn, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, number 709 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Grace and peace to you from our God and Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
The Gospel of John makes it very clear that the very object of God's love, the world, is also at odds with this God whose love has been revealed through Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, the one who lays down his life for his sheep. In another place, St. Paul's second letter to the church in Corinth, chapter 4, the apostle points out what is so patently obvious to the church, to the sheep of the Good Shepherd. The God of this world, he writes, has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel and the glory of Jesus Christ, who is the image of God. For Paul, the God of this world, lowercase g, is Satan himself. And similarly, Jesus calls Satan the ruler of this world, who will be cast out and judged through his own death and resurrection, John 12 and 16. Satan is the ruler of this world who is exposed as the fraud and murderer and the father of lies, lowercase f for father, that he is in John chapter 8. And it is for this reason, because the liar, the fraud has been caught, because his stranglehold over this fallen world has been broken, therefore the church continues to be about the eternally significant mission of rescuing those very people who are blinded, deluded, lost, led astray, people who themselves very well may appear for a time as wolves to the church, but through the eyes of the everlasting Father, capital F there, who has sent his Son to bring salvation to this world through his beloved Son, and therefore empowers the church with his very Spirit, as we heard last week, with this command: if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. Therefore, the most critical task of the church, as we have been commissioned by the risen Lord Jesus, is to forgive sinners, especially the sin of unbelief. Unbelief that influences people masking arrayed around and acting as if they are wolves to the church, if not outwardly, then certainly inwardly in their heart of hearts. Now, you know one of the greatest examples of a sheep in wolves' clothing already, St. Paul. St. Paul, or Saul as he was known before his conversion, fulfilled the warning spoken by Jesus also in John chapter 16, where Jesus says, "The hour is coming when whoever kills you will think that he is offering up a service to God." And Saul no doubt thought that very thing as he gave the thumbs up, as Stephen was stoned, that heart-wrenching record we have in Acts chapters 6 and 7. But we also know Saul, later known as Paul, would eventually be knocked off his high horse, having his self-righteousness shattered before his very eyes, as the risen and ascended Lord Jesus Christ appeared to him personally, forever changing the trajectory of his life. Before his conversion, he was an absolute wolf, devouring Christians when he could. But after his conversion, he became an absolute sheep, a man who followed Jesus through all sorts of sorrow, all sorts of suffering, a man who God gloriously used to establish churches throughout the Mediterranean world, churches that would eventually commission missionaries of their own to go to the hinterlands of what we now call Europe, the Middle East, Northern Africa, China, even as far as India, all lands infested with wolves, but wolves who were, upon hearing the gospel, were in fact not wolves, but sheep in wolves' clothing. As Jesus puts it so beautifully in our reading for today, "I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice." Perhaps you've come across someone in your life, a family member, a friend, a coworker, perhaps a neighbor. You don't have to go too far, who may seem like a wolf when it comes to the Christian faith. They are against it. They think it's antiquated, this faith in Jesus, irrelevant for the modern world. Jesus was a nice guy and all, but that's all he is. But also, they don't even have to be openly opposed to the faith to be likened to the wolf, because if they are casually indifferent, apathetic, not even caring, that is just the same. As Jesus says elsewhere, "Whoever is not with me is against me." So to not believe in the Son is to remain opposed to the Father, to remain at enmity with Him, to remain in a state of rebellion, to remain in a state of being spiritually blind, estranged, lost, or more simply a wolf. However, as we see in the pages of Scripture, as we hear from faithful preachers and pulpits the world over, the Lord, He loves this world. He loves those who are lost, loves those who are wolves, who are actually sheep in wolves' clothing. They just don't know it yet. But what are we to do? As you and I know, each person is different. Different people have different hang-ups, and we don't have time to get into each and every issue someone may have with Jesus and faith in Him. Jesus, who is our good shepherd, who leads us beside still waters and restores our soul with the means of grace, baptism, and the supper. But what each and every person has in common who has not yet come to faith in Jesus or who has wandered from the faith in Jesus Christ is this, is that they all have a listening problem. Certainly all of us can have issues in regarding hearing the living voice of Jesus Christ as He speaks to us through His holy word. Though the old Adam and Eve in you and I has been drowned in baptism, they still want to assert control from time to time. But you know what the voice of Jesus sounds like. That's why you are here. That's why you are listening. Like Mary Magdalene, who heard the Lord call her name, Mary, so too does the Lord call to each and every one of you each and every Lord's Day, even going so far as to say to you, take and eat, take and drink. This is my body. This is my blood given and shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Or as Jesus says earlier in John chapter 10, my sheep, they hear my voice and they know me. And I call my sheep by name. But again, those who ignore the Good Shepherd's voice or remain oblivious to His call to repent, to believe, to follow, they are not without hope. They are not a lost cause, though sometimes we might be tempted to be thinking that very thing. No, until the Lord Jesus returns to judge the living and the dead, bringing heaven down to earth, accompanied by His heavenly host, gathering all the nations of the world and separating them one from another as a shepherd separates sheep from goats, or in this case, separating sheep from wolves, do we, the church, remain ever hopeful and ever joyful, knowing that Jesus is still calling sinners by name, forgiving them all their sins, and inviting them of a life of joy, of fellowship, of following Him through their whole life long. The good news is still good and still sweet. Jesus, the good shepherd, He has laid down His life for you, for me, for every human being in this green earth. Greater love has no man than this, Jesus says, than that He lay down His life for His friends. Or from that sheep who was in wolves' clothing, St. Paul in Romans chapter 5, we hear this. For while we are still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. One will scarcely die for a righteous person, though maybe for a good person one would dare to die. But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Brothers and sisters, we know what this world needs to hear. It needs to hear the voice of Jesus. And may you and I do that very thing. Help people to hear. Help people to open their ears. Help sheep in wolves' clothing to know and to believe that there is a God to whom all will be held accountable, a God who spared no expense, not even His own Son, to rescue the wandering, wayward soul, a God who laid down His life and took it up again to defeat all sin, all death, and to cast out Satan and all his lies, and speaks here and now to have you, His sheep, and even though in wolves' clothing, listen to the living Lord, and follow Him in a life of repentance, a life of forgiveness, a life of receiving the very life of Jesus as often as possible, knowing that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And may the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding, the peace won for you in Jesus, our good shepherd and overseer of our souls, be yours this day and always. Amen.
Standing in the glorious light of the resurrection, let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have raised from the dead the good shepherd of the sheep, our Savior Jesus Christ, your Son. Keep us always, O Lord, in his house, and grant that his goodness and mercy may follow your church all the days of her life. O Lord of life, bless our brethren who are in lands where the faith is persecuted. We remember especially Christians worshiping in Turkmenistan, Nicaragua, and Tunisia. Grant, O Lord, that your rod and your staff protect them from the wolves, and that you deliver them from the valley of the shadow of death. O Lord of life, dear Father, we ask that your voice be heard in every land, including this nation in which you have set us, that all of your sheep may be gathered to their true shepherd. O Lord of life, as a good and faithful overseer of the flock, we ask you to gather into your arms those who have asked for our prayers: Avery, Barb, Dave, Joyce, all of Zion's homebound members, Kathy, and the families of Johanna and Lillian, as they mourn them and look forward to the day of resurrection. O Lord of life, keep us ever in your green pastures and guide us by still waters, that we may praise you, the author and giver of all life. O Lord of life, hear our prayers for the sake of Jesus Christ, our crucified and risen Savior.
In preparation for the blessed sacrament of Holy Communion, the choir sings the offertory, If Christ Had Not Been Raised from Death, by Christopher M. Idle and Philip Magnus.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Living God, in Christ you will raise us up from death to eternal life. Send your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith, as he comes to us in his body and blood.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
And said, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. This do in remembrance of me."
Amen.
In the same way also he took the cup after the supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. This is the feast of victory for our God.
Thank you.
The congregation will sing the following hymns from the Lutheran service book. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us, number 711. Jesus Christ, my sure defense, number 741. I am Jesus' lamb, number 740. And have no fear, little flock, number 735. The recessional hymn is Christ the Lord is risen today, number 468 in the Lutheran service book. The postlude will be Gavati by William Boyce and edited by David N. Johnson.
Body of Christ, in the Holy Spirit, and marked the cross of Christ forever. Body of Christ, in the Holy Spirit, and marked the cross of Christ forever.
Please join us at this same time next Sunday morning. Worship services at Zion Lutheran Church are Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. and Saturday evenings at 5:15 p.m. Check us out on Facebook for live streamed events or visit us on our website, www.zionlutheranwausau.com. Zion has been broadcasting on this radio station each Sunday morning for 87 years, and the Wausau Lutheran Hour continues to bring you the saving gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome your letters and your comments. Our address is Zion Lutheran Church, 709 North 6th Street, Wausau, Wisconsin, 54403. May our Savior, Jesus Christ, be with you and grant you a joyful and blessed week.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come and the holy supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.